there's a what appears to be like a very shocking kula of the Zera Avram quoted by the Maaser Rokeach regarding Prisas Hasadin and Yenika Mi Dadei Isha, it happens to be an Eishes Ish, which, as far as the issue of Lo Sikrivu Legalo Zereva, is clearly far more incriminating than Tisapir Imo Mi Achorei Ageder. And the question is, whatever happened to what appears to be an open Gemara? But Micah will tell us that this doesn't run afoul of the Balamor or the Ran in Uvichol Abizrayhu. How so? This is Micah's, you know, bailiwick. Right, so it wasn't a derivative of Hela Libo Tina. It didn't start out with a chuka specifically for an Avera. And again, we can't emphasize this point enough. That's why, you know, in the conclusion of the Gemara, we're making so much out of what appears to be a side issue or a technical issue of, you know, Nisuin, Mayim Gnuvim Yimtiku V'lechem Sesarim Yinam, because the whole point of the Gemara seems to be that what's driven by Avera is always defined as Avera, even at the outer, furthermost, you know, outer boundary positions, whereas we can, you know, reconcile ourselves with, you know, things that are more incriminating from a Lo Sikrivu standpoint, you know, with modifications, obviously, and, you know, with parameters there as well, but we can reconcile ourselves to that without, you know, too much difficulty, as we see in the Zera Avram, quoted by the Maaser Rokeach, specifically because it wasn't generated by Avera. And Kol Shekein, this I think is really true for both the Ran and the Balamor, but it would certainly be the case for whom? Who takes a much more, you know, permissive view of issues of choli relative to ones. Itan, go ahead.
The Ri.
Tosos, exactly. Because for the Ri, right, even the Atzei Asher themselves aren't stigmatized as an Isser Chetza. It's only Asilim Shuchai. So Kol Shekein, you know, I think that's a fair Kol Shekein for the Balei Tosfos, who, you know, again say that, you know, if you're saving somebody's life, that should take priority unless we really have a chashash that this is going to lead to Avodah Zarah, Asilim Shuchai. There wasn't a problem with Yaakov Apikarsa, an interesting title. You know, Yaakov Apikarsa, you know, administering medical care. The Haraya, you know, Rabbi Avahu received medical care. The issue was, what kind of medical care did he want to administer to Ben Dama, Shimon?
Incantation.
An incantation, exactly. You know, you have to check out next time, you know, you go to the physician. So you don't plan on issuing Lechishas Shem Zar. You know, that would be your exit ticket out of that practice. You know, let's say, not for me. Not for Ben Dama either. The issue is not a fundamental one. The issue is a chashash. Okay. So this, of course, brings us to Shitas HaRambam and some very, very important, I think, observations that we'll make in terms of the Shulchan Aruch. So we have a lot to do. Let's jump right in. We Avi Kohn. V'kidashto, ki aslecha melokechu makriv, rishon the bracha, rishon the kriya. Okay, let's just read the whole Rambam again. It's always important. Read the Rambam multiple times. Pick up on the diyukim. So let's pause right there for a second. Afilu haisa pinuya. What are your first associations? For sure. And what does that confirm for us?
That like both of them are both of them work.
Sharper. What does that confirm for us?
The riff.
That was our reading of the riff. That the riff wasn't taking the Gemara off. The riff hatnish kepunt. Okay, it wasn't a matter of him punting on the sugya, but as the Baal HaMor explained, you know, that it was a way of saying it's all of the above. However, this is the really interesting part. We had a sub-machlokas, if we are talking about, you know, Pinuya. We had a sub-machlokas. Hello, what was the machlokas in the Gemara? Is it Mishum?
Whether it's just a decree or it's because...
Pegam or Takana. So here, remember the riff cited it all. The Baal HaMor went in the direction of Takana. So here the Rambam projects what? Let's continue on. Afilu adaber ima me'achorei hageder. Yeah. So the Rambam is clearly paskening Takana. Shelo yu binos Yisrael prutos barayos. And that's inclusive even of what would appear to be a very, you know, far-reaching case, not just lamod lefanav aruma, but even ledaber ima me'achorei hagader, from, you know, behind the fence, as it were. Okay, so the Rambam says a great deal, and I'm holding in reserve, you know, my primary diuk in the Rambam, but I think Sariel already has ascertained what my diuk is, but let's put it on the table without fully exploring it. Ooh. Excellent. The Rambam clearly, it's a well-trained Talmud, ein morin lo, vilo yoru. I don't blame you. I almost fell off my chair when I read this line in the Rambam also. It's that kind of a line. It certainly raises those associations. you know, the question, obviously, it's an Omer Darsheni in terms of what the Rambam is saying. You know, and I think that's very, very critical. So we'll come back to that. Sariel, your point is not being pushed to the side. It's just being held in reserve. And there's a difference. So Minchas Chinuch has a query. He's bothered by something. Okay, so the Minchas Chinuch says he's astonished that, you know, the Mechaber and the Ramah didn't deal with this case. Now, how astonished should the Minchas Chinuch really be? I mean, prima facie, it seems pretty astonishing, you know, if the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush all, you know, take this position, you know, you would expect to find it in Shulchan Aruch, but you guys have some inside information. Should the Menchas Chinuch really be that astonished? Sariel, why not? Yeah, actually, it does appear that this is addressed in Shulchan Aruch, certainly by the Ramah, maybe even implicitly by the Mechaber himself. So the language is very strong language. But the question, you know, Avi is the Minchas Chinuch crying wolf? You don't want to cry wolf. Okay, so what's the psak of the Mechaber? Very important psak, very critical psak. Well, be careful in your language. Be precise. What can you not do? Us or La'adam?
To say that you're an Ovid Kohen.
You cannot verbalize that you are a Gentile or an idolater to save your life, right? We're assuming here that this is, you know, clearly a B'makom Sakanas Nefashos. However,
you can like make other people think that you're an Ovid Kohen, and you can act in a manner that would make other people think that you're an Ovid Kohen, even if that wasn't, may not have actually.
I don't mean to be pedantic, Avi, but does the Mechaber say anything about acting in such a manner?
I'm talking about, well, dressing clothes.
Okay, all right, well, that's all right. I think you just have to be very careful because, you know, putting on certain clothes is the distinction between, you know, that and verbalization. Pretending, I don't want to weigh in on what the Mechaber say about, you know, would say about that. That, you know, the question is whether that would cross a line into divorce. So we need to be really, really careful. We're in a very subtle area. So I'm not trying to be difficult. I just want to, you know, make sure that we understand very clearly what the psak of the Mechaber is. The Mechaber seems to be saying, you know, normally, and again, we'd have to assume that this is a Shas HaGzera, meaning they're hunting down Jews, which is really interesting, but it's not a Shas HaShmad, because if it were really a Shas HaShmad, afilu Arkisa de Misana, and that's Nifsak Lahalach on the Shulchan Aruch for sure, as we've already seen. So it's a Shas HaGzera. It's really interesting. It's not a religious persecution. It's more like, you know, a racial persecution. Some of us, Bechavrusa, were talking about, you know, the Second World War yesterday. It was a very profound discussion. We'll come back to some of those ideas, but they're hunting down Jews. So to save your life, you could change your clothes. It'd be really interesting to try to figure out what are the outer boundaries, you know, here of what you're allowed to do. You know, are there things that would be abizrayhu, you know, putting on a frock of a galach, you know, and the like. So you can't say that you're an Oved Kochavim, but you're allowed to blend in with a crowd as long as you don't verbalize kevan sheino omer shu Oved Kochavim. This is what the Mechaber is saying. A person is matzil atzmo b'shinui malbush. So let's say, you know, we could at least say the following. Let Lu Yitzu, you had a situation, and then yes, I'll get to you in a second, that all of the Jews, you know, wore I don't know, let me choose something random. Like white shirt and black pants. And fedora hats. And none of the non-Jews wore that. So the guy takes off his white shirt and his dark pants and his fedora hat and puts on, I don't know, overalls and a straw hat and a plaid shirt. And starts driving a wagon and moves to Lancaster. So apparently, according to the Mechaber, if we're not stretching it, that would be accepted. Yes, go ahead.
Would the Mechaber allow a non-Jew to verbalize that you're a non-Jew?
Let's assume that would be a kol shekain. Okay? That's, you're not doing anything at that point. Now, I guess what you're asking is, like, if you, but what if you put him up to it?
I mean, I guess, like,
okay,
implicit,
yeah, because again, if he just says, I think that's a little bit different. Okay, so the Rama jumps in. Go ahead, Avi. Okay, so even to be lovesh kilayim, so kilayim is nisa deraisa, but it's not, you know, migimel chamuros. He agrees with Mechaber there, and mikol makom. Lashon demisamel the treyapin, something which has two very plausible interpretations. So, you know, that's always a little bit difficult to achieve. Are they two equal interpretations, or 98% of people would conclude that you meant X, and only 2% of people would conclude that you meant Y? There's a lot of discussion here about what's acceptable. You know, if you say something like, I am, pause, not Jewish, you know, and then your claim is, I am, you know, non sequitur, not Jewish, to me that would be pushing the boundaries, like, you know, Anochi, Esav, Bechorecha, that would be a little bit beyond what, you know, what would be considered to be Mishtama L'Treyapin. But there are certain things, you know, like if somebody, you know, in such a situation, Lo Aleinu, was saying, you know, told identify yourself, and he says, I'm Danish, you know, which is, you know, not committal one way or the other. That would seemingly be surely okay, even though, of course, the person is, you know, trying to figure out whether or not you're Jewish, and you know that, and he knows that. Anything that has a plausible additional interpretation that isn't exclusively a repudiation of one's Yiddishkeit would be okay according to this Nimuke Yosef, what the Rama is quoting. Okay, so Ovid Koch Avav Du Kachav Miyavinu. So here, this is, I think, what the point that you were alluding to before. I don't know exactly what the Mechaber would say about this, but im yuchal lehat osam shem sovrim shuove kochavim shari. He's respecting the Mechaber's boundary of Dibor, but he's coming right up to that. Meaning, what is he allowing for? Not just lashon demishtam b'mitreyapin. That's one kula. A second kula is that you can. Right, that's what I took you to mean as pretending before, right? Sort of engaging in this charade, you know, to think that you're a Gentile, doing things that might be more associated with Gentile behavior without actually verbalizing it. So, I don't know that this could cross the boundary into, like, outright pagan behavior, but, right, what we're saying is that, you know, you're doing things that would be immediately and viscerally associated with the Gentile population. So just to give an example, I mean, this is a carnal example of this, but, you know, if you could wear kalayim, it's nisa daraisa. So what about sitting down, you know, at a clearly non-kosher restaurant, you know, and having, you know, a bratwurst, you know? Tarfus. Is there, it's not just a question of eating the nevela, or eating the behemoth meya, or both, or whatever it is, but you're engaging in that behavior specifically so that everybody will say, that's not a Jewish guy, that's a, you know, a loyal German. And that's what the Rama seems to be saying. You're engaged in a charade. Okay. So now along these lines, now he comes to the point that was raised before.
Okay,
Okay. Well, let's finish off the few lines, and then we'll come back and analyze. Chozal shari rak makom sakana b'shalom makom sakana gon sheyobas big deal tuchavim shalay akirishu yudi v'yavor mechas to save money to avoid the tax ban o chadom leza aser. That none of that is permissible. Okay, you can't violate anything like that. So, what about this case? Right, the minchas chinuch was all up in arms that you know the mechaber and the Rama say nothing of this case. Well, you know the Rama is clearly talking about it. So what's the Rama's psak?
That as long as you're not actually violating it, even if you think you're violating this iser, you're in the
iser. But do the math for us. How does he get from A to B? How does he get from, you know, lahat osam to the halali botina case? Let's try to understand. Verbalize it.
Just like basically over here is just a charade that you're not actually doing this habotizara. You're just kind of.
You're involved in charade regarding your identity. You're deceiving people to believe that you're not Jewish when you're actually Jewish. She is allowed
to
deceive her husband that she is actually Mrs. Goldstein, but she's really Mrs. Weinstein, to save his life. Right? Even though she's giving him the impression that he's committing an act which is an Isser Chenek, which is Gilei Arayos, which is Niyuf, which is Eishes Ish. Now, why does she have to do that? Just getting back into the mechanics of the sugya, Shimon?
Because from his like psychological perspective, the only thing that's going to heal him is if it's specifically that woman.
Exactly, right? And it has to be Be'isser, right? So getting pretty down the dark rabbit hole here of Isser, but we got to keep these things straight. You know, we got to kind of climb down the rabbit hole with him, you know, with our hard hat with a light on to try to appreciate, right? So it has to be, from his point of view, Mayim Genuvim, even though it isn't actually Mayim Genuvim. You know, so that's really interesting. So she's allowed to do that. And the extension is from, you know, falsely passing yourself off to save your own life. So she can do this to save his life. Very interesting. She's able to do this, you know. That seems like a very remarkable heter. Let's just try to process this for a second. So what's the nature of this heter? How do we understand this heter? Well, we said before that in the actual, you know, case of it, we're going to take a very hard line. Afilu pnuya, kidei shelo ibnos Yisrael prutos barayos. So how does this sort of slip in under the wire? How is this acceptable? It would seem to be yielding to this really, you know, perverse scenario of Hela Libotina. Yeah, Micah, go ahead.
It seems off the gabra by allowing this exception that, assuming if it were all about the gabra, then this whole actor wouldn't be able to exist because he thinks he's committing, you know, he thinks he's committing a secession now. So.
Right. Let me just put it to you this way. This almost appears to be the opposite of whose concern. The way that who learned the sugya? Beautiful. Tosfos was saying, well, really, the whole thing is about, we don't want to set anybody up to think that Avodah Zarah is actually meaningful. Right? And here we're doing exactly that with Giloy Arayos. We're entrapping the person to believe that it's the Giloy Arayos which is saving him. So I think to arrive at this heter, you have to take the most strictly technical view of the sugya. What's the most technical view of the sugya? Did anything happen here? I'm embracing your terminology. Hakolafia Inyan. that could be construed as an aveira. Ad v'ad bichlal amida me'achori hageder l'saperlo. And the answer is no, because it's his own wife. He just doesn't know it. So, ironically, right, if it was actually Mrs. Weinstein, I forget who it was, whether it was Weinstein or Goldstein, but whatever, the wrong one, okay? If it was actually her, so, bia vadai aser, the time of the fun of aruma vadai aser, the sapri mami acharya geder, also aser. However, because it's his wife, even Bia is mutter. Even though his perception is that the Arayos is saving me. It's really the opposite of Tosfos. Now, Shua asked a very profound question yesterday that I hadn't really contemplated. And I told Shua one thing, sort of in the moment. And now I think about it differently. You know, so really thinking about this a lot. So, Shua, do you want to share with the group what you asked me? Very profound question.
When this heter, the Aladdin, this disease or condition came back a second time.
Right. So I thought that was profound. So I'll tell you what I thought yesterday, and I'll tell you what I think today. So it sounded to me, you know, I was reading the language, Mishalibo helatina v'choshek v'yishish, im tuchal ishto lavoy lav, v'shiyisbor shabal er v'ashari, and it's makom sakana. And in the back of my mind, they had this, you know, idea, takana shlo yibros Yisrael prutos b'arayos. So I said, okay, like, as you know, as a one-time thing, as an exigency, I could see this. But, you know, to allow a person to develop in a habitual way, that this is what happens and we're going to save you, seems like, you know, extremely debased. Like, it almost creates this moral hazard, or maybe it does create this moral hazard. This is what I was thinking yesterday. It creates this moral hazard that this guy thinks, okay, you know, I can have, you know, this obsession with Mrs. Whoever, and you know, we'll sort it out, and it becomes, you know, part of his permission structure. Kevin Dadashbek Yatera Damule. So on a one-time basis, I could see it, but multiple times? And I started to think to myself, like, what about multiple women? This is what Shua was asking me, right? Shua's question doesn't mean it has to be the same woman twice, right? First he could fall in, you know, Halali Botina for Mrs. Weinstein, and then it could be for Mrs. Weinberg. And then Mrs. Weinberger. Or Mrs. Wein. And each time we're going to have his wife, you know, assume a different identity? So that's what I thought yesterday. So I said, no, I don't think that you could say that. Or it certainly wouldn't be obvious based on the Ramah. And then I thought about it more. And I said, no, I was wrong. I do think you could do it. Not happily. But if the whole idea here is like this strictly technical way of understanding the sukkah, meaning, in the end of the day, nothing be'isser actually happened, and it's really predicated on this idea of being mata ovde kochavim, right? He's getting from one to the other. He says, where did he come up with this permission structure? You're allowed to actively deceive people into believing you're an ovde kochavim to save your own life. I, so the Nimuke Yosef, quoted by the Ramah, says, and your wife is allowed to deceive you to save your life. Because in the end of the day, nothing happened, not Bia, not Lamo the fun of Aruma, not Sipur Me'achori Ageder, that's actually Aser, even though he believes many things Be'isser happened, Mitchila V'Adzof, I would say, according to this view, it is permissible. Who knows what I'll think tomorrow? But that's what I think. That's what I think. Emmanuel.
Disguising yourself and being able to do that multiple times.
Beautifully said. Okay. So the only objection, I thought about that a lot. It's highly degrading to her. But, Emmanuel, well, you tell me what I'm going to respond to you. I thought about that a lot. Well, maybe she loves her husband so much. Right? She's a very devoted wife, okay. But what am I really going to respond? Once you go down that route, that distinction is so powerful that what? Who can respond to Emmanuel for Meshua? Atazeh! Just so. Then how can you do it even once? The whole thing is so degrading to her. Shelo yubnos Yisrael, prutos bara. That she should have to do this once is a problem. There's a qualitative difference between doing it once and doing it twice? I don't think so. If anything, I think going 0 to 1 is worse than going 1 to 2. And 2 to 3, she accepts her husband's, I think the 0 to 1 is a much bigger step. Could you imagine actually giving somebody such a psak? We'll get to this. That's Sariel's point. We'll get there in a second. But, she comes to the rabbi and says, this is the dilemma. And the rabbi says, I was talking to you yesterday, turn off the recorders. Here's what you need to do. It seems outrageous. Once. But if you believe it once, I think you got to be open to it twice, three times, four times. The distinction that you're raising is such a powerful distinction, I don't think you can get off the ground. So the question is, once you get off the ground, are you going to say difference between 1 and 2? And today I'm much more convinced than I was yesterday. This is such a good question, it occupied my thoughts a lot. Okay, so let's go to Yasi, and then we'll go to the Sefer Achinuch. I think you could argue that, but not from the standpoint that Emmanuel was raising, that it's degrading to her. Emmanuel said, it impacts her. So I think that you could theoretically make such a distinction and say, one time she'll say, all right, men are debased. What can we say? Such is life. Yetzer lev ha'adam rami ne'urav. But twice, I still think that the very proposition itself is so horrible, right? Think of just, think about it from her point of view. So I'm saying the one time, think about it from her point of view, that she has to masquerade as a different woman, right? That I think that is so objectionable for exactly the reason you said, Emmanuel, that I think getting from 0 to 1 is very, 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 very hard. Unless you're so technically oriented and saying, look, Inu v'chol ab Yisrael, did a ma'aseh gilui arayos happen? No, it didn't. Did in ab Yisrael, did Amida b'fanav aruma happen? The answer is no, it didn't. Did Nesaper me'achori together, which are defining as hakol lefi ha'inyan,
Only 1 week.
Yeah, Micah, go ahead.
And 37 minutes to go. Sign up today.
You're here. Okay. Kohn, Chinuch. Lafo al Isha. You should. Hey, Chalio, Imhela Libotina. Oh. So again, in the Minchas Chinuch, somehow he didn't have this, because just like the Mechaber and the Ramah really deal with the case, so the Sefer HaChinuch also is involved in the case. So here, it's really interesting the way that the Sefer HaChinuch presents it, right? He says, I don't care if there's no Isser at all, because she's just a Pnuya. How does he focus on the problem? Shades of Sariel. What's the Sefer HaChinuch's perspective? Of all words, what did he pick out? Right, it's Lahoros. Oh. So now we come to the Avodas HaMelech. Rav Menachem Krakovsky. Adayin, Rav Chaim Ezer's Bezdin in Vilna. A drinker of smart water. A Litvak. So the Avodas HaMelech says the following. Okay, very good. Which is exactly what the Rambam says, right? Takana, Benos Yisrael Hefker, etc. Ve'ayin Biran Zal Sham. As we saw. Give me one example that we saw that basically says the same thing as the Ran. A Rishon. The Baal Amar. Okay? In Shalom Kishitas Tosos. Uva MS. So this is an open question in general, what Chitas HaRambam is by Ab Yisrael. Aval, well, so he wants to appeal to, he says, I don't know what the Rambam really thinks about Ab Yisrael, so I don't want to go in that direction. Right? So now we have a third approach. Ab Yisrael, we have Tosfos, you know, which is Asilim Shuche, and now we're holding by the Rambam. You know, the Avodas HaMelech says, well, we don't really know what the Rambam thinks so much about Ab Yisrael, but let's assume this is like, you know, Makin Vonshin Shalom Min Adin, that Bezdin, you know, can weigh in on how they want to handle this particular case. Okay, let's hold it up here. Guy's gonna die, right? He doesn't really understand the rationale that he gives. A Sheval Tasa Adif, you know, Sheval Tasa means don't do a Maisa to talk to her. It's not like, you know, really such a big Maisa. So Od Kasav, Kevin the Chazin, the Rapapa Racha, Damrei Basraininu, Yavi Bataima, since they dispute within the Manda Amar that it's a Pnuya, Amahachis Virulei. And then he says, but I really have the answer here. You don't have to come on to all this Kumba say Sheval Tase. Fimash Kasiv Nichatuva Durabenu. It's not even clear it'd be a problem by Ashes Ish. What's the issue? Oh. So Eishes Ish and Pnuya really comes to the same thing. Eishes Ish is only more obvious if you hold the Vabizrayu. But if you don't think the Rambam really holds the Vabizrayu, which is the Shita of the Avodas HaMelech, so that knocks the Rambam out of the category of the Ran and the Balamor altogether. And it's not Tosvos of Asilim Shuchei. It's just a Takana. And what right do Beis Din have to make a Takana that somebody who isn't guilty of a capital crime needs to die? Makin v'onshin shalom min adin. Beis Din has a lot of authority. So, in one respect, this should be more obvious than makin v'onshin shalom min adin. In other respect, it should be actually much less obvious. So, Avi, take me through both tzedadim. This is a fascinating piece of Rabbi Nachum Krakowski, but imagine you're Reb Chaim Ozer, and he's telling this over to you, what he thinks is pshat in the Rambam. So, to bring one raya that, yeah, this is even more obvious. If Beis Din can makid vonu shalom min adin, this for sure they could do. But meidach gisa, it's less obvious.
I mean, for one, you're just killing the person.
Oh, so getting back, I mean, we learned this sugya, right? The two cases were echad she'erochev al asos b'shabbos, you know, b'imei ha'yivanim. What was the other case? You had a fellow who was boel ishto, you know, b'farhesya. Tachas Hatein or whatever it was, even though you couldn't get the guy on formal charge, Beis Din, determined that, Lefitzor HaChasha, that these people were going down. So Avi wants to say, if Beis Din can do that, so Beis Din can actually, have this guy killed. So, of course, they could just let this guy die. So that makes a lot of sense to me. However, Avi, / Reb Chaim Ozer, put in the other direction. I agree that's the more obvious tzad. But who wants to say another svara, Berenholtz? What would you say? Is that makan motion b'shalom min adin might not be a precedent for allowing this guy to die?
Because they're not actually doing the makan motion.
Exactly right. Me'osa hasibanami. Explain what you mean. You brought a smile to my face.
Because basically, in general cases, a Beis Din would be doing the actual punishment over here. But here, they're not actually like killing this person with their own hands. They're just telling him to not save himself. Not actually doing the punishment over here.
Sharpen it and bring me a raya. You have two responses, or somebody jump in to help Avi. I wouldn't say he's quite Tovea Benahar over here, but maybe Chaya Gararto. What's the... If the whole point of Makin Von Shalom Min Adin is that Beis Din puts the fear of God into society, then how exactly does it help for this guy to die at home? The whole point is to make a spectacle so that nobody thinks of being poreitz be'arayos with their wife or pibrochev al asos b'shabbos. So Beis Din's involvement is exactly, and it's the matir for makin v'onshin shalom min adin, is the fact that at least Beis Din is doing it. Otherwise, what do you gain? So the one hand, it should be more obvious, right? If Beis Din can kill somebody, for sure, b'sheva al tase, they could say that somebody should die. On the other hand, I don't know. Maybe you actually really want Beis Din to bring me a raya for this idea that the basis of killing somebody who doesn't really deserve to die is the public spectacle. I'll hurt myself. Exactly. That's exactly correct. That's what the Ramban meant when he said that when it comes to hachraza, yeah, ain't ba mechait maves. The whole reason you do, if you didn't do hachraza, you wouldn't be allowed to kill them. So if I was Reb Chaim Ezer, good thing I'm not. I told you this, my grandfather's a Zichron Levracha, that was always his standard of, like, no real rabbi. You know. It's Gadol Hador. So I would have said to Reb Nachum Krakowski, you're not suspended from the Beis Din, but I think it's a little speculative here. I think it's a little speculative because I think you might need Beis Din to actually, if you really want to appeal to Makan Von Shalom and Adin, I think it's a heter that's rooted in the principles of Achraza. So I could see it both ways. But like Shimon pointed out, I'm a little bit more noted to the other tzad. Yeah. Go ahead, yes.
A brain driving Yehuda, could you still be giving out us to this person? Because you can still send out messages.
Yeah. Does that sound like that's what's happening here?
No.
Achas tranim b'nei haramachim. B'nei shloach sfarim b'yad haratzim. Asher ploni asher hela libotina. B'shlosha azadar l'chodesh adar. Yamus mitim tum halev v'chashko l'osa ha'isha. We could have a good time writing, like, we're already halfway there. V'yamus v'al tiboilo v'yamus v'al tamul d'fan av aruma v'yamus v'al tesaper imo mi'achari ageder k'dei shelo yubnos Yisrael prutos b'arayos lios kalish sorir b'veso medaber k'lashon amo. Shimon.
What is the
Abbas Amalek says the Rambam doesn't really subscribe to Abbas Raya.
At all.
That's his thinking. I didn't want to get it down that rabbit, because it would take us too far afield. Okay, so